who parked the car near Sam's rooming house, and McKinney walked down to the corner to buy a package of cigarettes. He came back limping fast and got in the car. "The law," he said. "Let's get out of here." We started away from the curb and a prowl car passed us. I saw the cop at the wheel turn around and do a double take when he saw Pat. "They've made us, Pat," I said. "Get going." Pat didn't need to be told. He gunned the car and turned a corner headed for Carondelet. I turned to Cole, who was in the back seat. "Throw out that weed," I ordered. "Wait a minute," Cole replied. "We may lose them." "Are you crazy?" I said. Pat, McKinney, and I yelled in chorus, "Throw it out." We were on Carondelet, headed downtown. Cole threw the weed out and it skidded under a parked car. Pat took the first right turn into a one-way street. The prowl car was coming down the same street from the other end, going the wrong way, an old cop trick. We were boxed in. I heard Cole yell, "Oh Lord, I've got another stick on me." The cops jumped out with their hands on their guns, but they did not draw them. They ran up to my car. One of them, the driver who had spotted Pat, had a big smile on his face. "Where'd you get the car, Pat?" he asked. The other cop opened the back door. "Everybody out," he said. McKinney and Cole were in the back seat. They got out and the cops went through them. Right away, the cop who spotted Pat found the stick of weed in Cole's shirt pocket. "I've got enough here to hold a whole bunch of him," he said. The cop had a smooth red face, and he kept smiling all the time. He found my gun in the glove compartment. "This is a foreign gun," he said. "Have you got it registered with the Internal Revenue Department?" "I thought that only applied to full automatic weapons," I said, "that fire more than one shot with one pull of the trigger." "No," said the cop, smiling. "It applies to all foreign automatics." I knew he was wrong, but there was no percentage in telling him so. He looked at my arms. "You've been hooking that spot so much it's about to get infected," he said, pointing to a needle welt.